CJLO 1690 AM. What you just heard there before those commercials was an interview I did with Bonnie Trash, again, when they were here for Pop Montreal doing the hand-drawn Dracula showcase, which was free. I don't know why you didn't go, because it was competing with Mothland. BFD. Before that, too, you heard some tracks that they did from a session that they laid down here, including What Have You Become and Have You Seen Her? That's the reverse order. So it actually went, Have You Seen Her? What Have You Become? And then that pretty much is going to do it for the show here. There's only this part left. There's another part of the interview. And then the last track from their session, Veil of Greed, which I'll play here. If you liked any of this or want to re-listen to it, then go to cjlo.com, go to this show's portion of that page, and you can listen to it whenever you want. Or later this week, I am told this is supposed to go up on the CJLO YouTube channel, so you can watch it if you would like. So with all that in mind, have a good week. Thank you to Bonnie Trash for stopping by way back when and doing this. And I'll see you all later. Bye, everybody.
Well, I feel like I've brought it down here. Let me try and bring it back up a little bit.
It's getting dark out.
Great. So you are a band. You have I hear it on good authority. There's a new record that's in the works that's going to be coming out here. You know, you have played a bunch of shows. You've played festivals. What's the worst musical instrument?
Okay, pass.
There it is.
I'll take it.
Yeah, sure.
Soprano saxophone.
Oh. Very specific. Why so specific? Soprano saxophone.
Don't be specific about this.
Statistically, and I can totally be shown wrong, I just have heard so much. I haven't heard so much, but statistically what I've heard from the soprano saxophone, I find is a tone and frequency that deeply irks my body. Mm. Mm. However, I'm always open to be proven wrong and to be revolutionized with what that instrument can do.
Sounds like you have to invest some time into learning it so that you can put it on the next record, the one after the next one.
No, the benefit is that you can, it's very portable.
Well, there is a new record coming out. Should people expect it to be a continuation of a Bonnie Trash trajectory, or is there some curveballs you have thrown in there? Like you have a random hyperpop song midway through the record, which would be weird, but I wouldn't hate it. I don't think.
I'm not sure if I would say curveball, but a little bit of a continuation, but kind of an evolution, I suppose. So you'll still hear, I don't want to say sort of remnants, but sprinkles of the past, sort of mixed in with something new. I don't want to talk about it too much, but I will say is that it's different because Emma and Dana have joined us on the record. So My Love Remains the Same, which is the new EP that is out. We're all on that record together. Whereas historically,
Emma,
my sister Emma, we've composed and recorded all the instrumentation previously. So with My Love Remains the Same, and now with our new record, Emma and Dana have joined us, and it's absolutely wonderful. So yeah, we're very excited. It's coming out at some point in the new year.
In the future.
In the future.
Well, aside from this new record, you've done some shows now for My Love Remains the Same. What's kind of the Bonnie Trash plans for the next bit of the year up into the new year through there? What's the things you got going on? Shows, record. Are you coming back to Montreal? Is, I guess, where this is eventually going to head. So I'll put that in now. But
I'd love to come back to Montreal. It's my favorite place to be. Well, I think between now and the release, we have a music video coming out next week.
First
single, December 3rd. Yeah. And then we have to make two more music videos before PR releases them. And we have to approve test pressings, and we have to learn how to play a bunch of songs, new songs live. So I think that's the immediate list.
That's a big one, right? Is learning learning how to play them live. What you record doesn't always work live. So like playing around with it, figuring it out, like there's lots of guitar layers that Emma's playing that we need to figure out what's the live version of this. And like, that is a undertaking that has yet to begin.
That takes time.
And we will be, we'll certainly be coming back to Montreal and looking to play some spring shows as well. So okay. Once the new record comes out, it's, I just don't want to reveal when it is. I want to be mysterious, I suppose. But it will come out, and then people will have time to listen to it.
We'll
and
then there'll be a period of time.
Exactly. Yeah, there will be a period of time where you can listen to it, and then we'll do some spring shows, hopefully from some festivals in and around Canada. But a big goal for us is to go over to Europe, or the UK. To be able to finally get over there and tour and play some shows. So that's something that we're actively looking to do. And the big thing that we really need is funding to be able to go and tour. We need money to be able to do it, to be quite honest. So we're in the process of setting some things up, and there's
writing grants
to be able to get over there. So that's kind of our trajectory for the next year. And
You're not clamoring to go tour through the States? That's not something that you're looking to, no, to do in the near future?
Actually, no, not right now. And, you know, you brought up a really good point. No, not at this time. As politely as I could say, no, not at this time.
Yes.
In the future would be absolutely wonderful in terms of the cost of visas. Mm. And apparently a lot of delays have been happening. I've seen sort of acquaintance friends and other bands who booked tours this fall, and then, you know, they'd post on social media and be like, oh, everything's canceled because our visas didn't come in. Mm. That's a lot of time, energy, and effort and money that was wasted. You know, a lot of people are losing a lot in terms of, you know, the price of the visa, time away from work that they booked off, et cetera, et cetera. And I am not in a position to do that. I don't want to put the band through something like that. So For the time being, no, we're not going to tour the States right now. But if there's a wonderful opportunity to open up for another band, we would absolutely love to. It's a little bit more difficult when you are booking on your own as well. It's a lot of self-management. So hopefully in the future, we'll be able to go to the States, but not at this time.
Just going to wait it out a little bit longer, too. Maybe
take a couple years.
No specific
reasons.
No.
But would love to. Still would love to. Again, like going back to cities and towns, and every place deserves arts and culture. Mm. And it's really, really important to have that top of mind that everybody is deserving of as you said, too, beauty in their world. I can't remember who said that.
That was you.
Yeah. Sorry. As Emma
that
said, everyone deserves.
That sounds way too poignant for something for me to say.
But it's true. Everybody deserves arts and culture and music. So it's really important. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks again for coming in and laying down some tracks, chatting, and all that things. And now that I've taken up a bunch of your time, I think I can let you go into the dark night and enjoy some food somewhere in the city.
Thank
Kale
you
Mart,
so
perhaps.
Much. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to go
the
to
the myth
Kale
and
Mart.
Legend. Of Kale Mart.
Yeah, I mean, you've talked about that. We definitely will.
Gotta do it.
But thank you so much for having us and being so hospitable and wonderful. You've been such a fabulous host, and we've felt very taken care of here. And shout out to CJLO.
Y'all rule.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure
to
spend the afternoon together.
Also, and love your title, Metal Director.
And, well, thank you.
And thanks for playing the EP, too. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number one on the Loud Charts this week.
Yeah, you're keeping us on the charts.
You're helping us with, I know this is like a joke, but it's not. Like, we got our SoCan checker money, and you're like, I think CJLO is helping us. No, actually, so thank you very much for supporting us. We really appreciate it.
And also, thanks to Zach, who's sitting back there. And
thank you, Zach.
Well done,
things.
Zach.
Okay. Oh, I'm
sorry, Zach. I apologize.
Okay, I saw you. Yeah.
Thank you, Zach.
We'll be right back.
3 minutes and 22 seconds.